You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiasts with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. ReadingThePlay.com.
All right, let's go to Friday night. Talk about interesting games. Four Pines Park is the venue for the Seagulls taking on the Eels. So here we go again. Manly and Parra. Josh Alloway is back. Matt Lodge to the bench and Aaron Woods to 18th man. Nathan Brown back in. Dean Madison out. So that's a stronger Manly side. For the Eels, Ethan Sanders makes his NRL debut at 5'8". That's for Dejanasi. Mike Asivo is back for Sean Russell. Kilma Tuolungi, Brendan Hands and Makahesi Makatoa all come back in. Ryan Madison into the starting sides for Blaise Taulungi and Luca Moretti. So just going back to that point that you made, Jared, about who spoke at the media session for the Eels yesterday. It was all the senior players. I'd die for Brad Arthur, said Regan Campbell-Gillard. And so as a result of getting beaten, 44 points to whatever it was, 8 up there in Darwin, he's dropped the bloke who had a concussion in Dejanasi. He's put the young kid in. He's dropped the winger in Sean Russell. And he's dropped the reserve back in Blaise Taulungi. So here we go. That's the definition, Tristan, of shuffling the deck chairs.
It is, and the market certainly, this game's jumped around quite a bit because the market opened at 8.5. It got all the way out to 10.5. It looked like absolute one-way traffic there early in the week. And then when we got to 10.5, there has been a little bit of a push back towards the Eels. It's back down to 9.5. So looks like it's going to hover around about that figure. It's $1.29 Manly, $3.60 Parramatta, and 9.5, $1.85 the minus, $1.95 the plus. 44.5 the total points. So Manly back at Brookie Friday night. It's going to obviously be a big occasion there. Parramatta, as you say, shuffling the deck chairs, still missing Mitch Moses, which is absolutely key. And obviously Gutho's having those issues with his knees as well. So certainly short price favourites Manly. Can Parramatta do anything to lift?
Well, Gutho's got a problem with some knees. I think there's a few other blokes got some problems with their shoulders. Some of that offering last week was just absolutely horrible. But it wasn't just last week. I said after that game against the Raiders, how poor they were. I was with them the win at home against the Cowboys. And then I said again last week, while they won 27-20, they were horrible. They were down early 14-0. How they got themselves back into the game was more about how poor the Cowboys were. I went looking for the Dolphins last week, but the 8 or 9 outs just scared me off the game, and yet they completely compounded in the second half. That's 3 weeks in a row. This is not just a one-off, poor offering last week. There's issues here that everybody's not on the same page. Jimmy, they bring in the young halfback, and you touched on this a couple of weeks ago, that the Dogs had been barking that he'd already signed with the Raiders. Arthur had a chance to bring him in a couple of weeks ago went in two different directions 2 weeks in a row, yet any of the form analysis of those watching New South Wales' Reserve Grade Cup was that his form wasn't great. And now he comes into first grade, he's going to have a lot more pressure and focus on him. I'm just not sure that it's the right week, but clearly they've gone for change. These two take turns in winning, and 9 times out of 10, it's the home team that comes up with the victory. So Eagles, we've already seen 2 games at Brookvale where they've been very, very good. Beat the Roosters and then absolutely trounced the Panthers. I thought they were due for a down week last week, and conceding 30 to the Titans on the road was a poor offering. But I think back at Brookvale, they'll be much stronger. They get 2 very key ins in the middle here, which I think strengthens up where there was a bit of weakness last week. That's where Parramatta also got them 4 weeks ago at Parramatta Stadium, back through the middle. I thought they might have had a little bit of assistance that day when the game mattered, though. I'm with the Eagles at home. I think a number under 10 is right. I think it probably starts 10.5. If you could get 9.5 prior to that, I think the Eagles will be winning by 12 or more for mine.
Okay, 9.5 is the line as set by our good friends at Top Sport. That must be Lloyd who's doing that in there before he takes off on a holiday. So well done to him on that one. I'm just amazed at that Parramatta stuff. You know, like it's you hear a lot of stories about what goes on, and Brad Arthur has, from based on his results over the history of his time there, you know, he is clearly a coach with talent. But there comes a point where there needs to be some accountability, and especially through the senior group. And for the senior group, you know, he comes out after the game and he throws everyone under the bus. And then there would have been those people who he didn't throw under the bus and say, oh, no, I'm looking after you guys and, you know, keep them close. And now they come out and say, I'd die for Brad. You know, like it's just got all the hallmarks of a lack of honesty within the organisation. And when you've got to have these really honest conversations, you know, that it feels like that's not happening. And as a result of that, you get situations like what happened in the second half against the Dolphins, right? Things just fall apart, but players give up. And, you know, I've seen that firsthand. So back at home, the Seagulls, they weren't great, but my word, they can attack when they want to. And great to see Tom Trbojevic. I want to see him smile more. He's not smiling on the field. He scored two tries, had another one disallowed, had a heap of try assists in that game against the Titans. And I don't think he cracked a smile, Tommy. So I don't know what's going on there. High-flying Seagulls on Friday night, for my mind, -9.5, not enough. So I'll be taking them.
And, Jimmy, one of the bets of the rounds will be that right edge of the Eagles ripping apart that left edge of the Eels. And that's Garrick. And certainly any time try scorer for he or the winger outside him or the second rower inside him, you can bank that one, I think.
So that's Olakau'atu, Saab and Garrick out on that right edge.
Those three will have a pick.
Don't disagree with that.